The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Thank you, and thank you so much for all those who have worked so hard to help us celebrate this day. We thank all our musicians who have worked kind of hard, and all our decorators and all those who are behind the scenes. We're so appreciative of all that they have done. And we welcome all of you to our worship service this morning, to our celebration of the resurrection of our Lord. What a wonderful day this is. I'm sure we'll see you after worship out at the Flower Crosses. We'll be 8 million cameras going off out there, and families, take your turns, don't fight. No, we're glad to have you with us today. I need to let you know that last night I got a call that Martha Boddy died about 6:30 last night. And on top of that, I would also tell you that Paul is here to play the timpani with us today. So Paul, please know you are in all our thoughts and prayers. And I can't think of a better place in this time than to be here with your family of faith and to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus as we think about Martha. You're in our thoughts. Don't forget, the preschool spring fling is on Wednesday from 6 to 8 o'clock. Please come and join us for a celebration and a way to help support our preschool. And I think that's all I need to say right now, so let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who gives a new birth into a living hope, who raises us with Christ from death, who fills us with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us repent of our sin and be comforted in the promise of God. Living God, we confess before you and one another our futile ways, our pursuit of perishable things, our own part in crucifying the Lord Jesus. Forgive us, O God, renew the face of the earth, and give us the assurance that you have rescued us from the power of sin and made us alive in the Spirit forever. Amen. Christ suffered for sins once for all in order to bring you to God. Now you are God's people. Now you have received mercy. In the name of the risen Lord Jesus, I declare to you that your sins are forgiven. Lay aside your guilt. Put away shame, for you are chosen and precious in God's sight. Live in the marvelous light of Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. The Lord is risen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Set us free to be people of God. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Our riches, wisdom, and strength. And honor, blessing, and glory are His. This is a feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God, and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. For our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. For the Lamb who was slain has begun His reign. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
Also.
Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by His glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with Him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. wait a minute, Wesley, move over. Move the other way. Okay, that's all right. Well, one way or the other. Nobody left me a seat. I can't fit in there. Thank you, Gretchen. That's great, wonderful. Okay. Guess what I have here? M&Ms. Do you like M&Ms? You know what? There's nothing I like better than M&Ms. And so I'm going to give everybody one. But there's a rule. You can't eat them now. You have to wait till your parents tell you you can eat them, okay? Is that, you agree with that? Okay, here you can have one, and here you can have one. You can have one. Who am I missing so far? Here you go, Jack. You don't have one. There you go. Can you get one, Charles? I'm coming. You got one. I saw that. Hunter, here you go. And you already have one, don't you? All right, y'all, can you pass these back over that way? Enough. So still need one. Okay, good. So, the only one who can open up this package of M&Ms right now is me. No, it's me.
No, your parents have to tell you to open.
My parents are not here. I'm not going to say I was going to eat one. All right, this one. This is the perfect one. This is the one I want to show you. I'm going to put that one back, and I'll put this over here. All right, on this M&M is a letter. Can y'all see the letter? Oops, I about dropped it. See the?
I don't
see
it.
See the M right on the M&M? Your M&Ms in your little package are going to have a little M on them like that. And I wanted to show you this today because there's lots of ways that this helps us think about Easter. First of all, it's candy and it's sweet, right? And so we're celebrating the sweet victory of Jesus today. But when it's looking like an M, it can remind us of the word that starts with an M. Mercy is what Jesus gives us this day. And so that's what we're thinking about. But if I turn it this way, it looks like an E, doesn't it? Easter, that's right. You got the word Easter, and you've got Jesus came and gives us everlasting life. That starts with an E. Or we get to spend everything. That's right. We get to spend eternity with Jesus. That's right. If you turn it a little bit more, it looks like a W. And we come to worship. We worship Jesus for what he's done. That's right. And if I turn it one more way, you get a 3. That's how many days Jesus was in the tomb. Remember, when Jesus has been in the tomb Friday, Saturday, and then today. So 3 days. So this one M&M helps us think about Easter in all these different ways. The mercy he gives, the everlasting life, 3 days in the tomb, and that we worship Jesus. So that's what I want you to remember with your M&Ms. And you can enjoy them and think about Easter. Okay? Let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, we give you for all the many gifts we celebrate this day. Thank you for your new life and for sharing it with us. Help us in all things to tell others about your love. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. A reading from 1 Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord.
Is the victory
love or death has won. Angels in bright raiment rolled the stone away, kept the folded grave close where thy body lay. Thine is the glory, risen conquering Son. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. And while they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ.
Thine is the glory, risen, conquering Son. Endless is the victory thou o'er death has won.
You may be seated. And before I start the sermon, I need to invite the children back up because I forgot something. And this time I'm not going to sit down because you might not remember, but 6 weeks ago, we hid something away in a box. Do you remember that? No, you don't remember? See, I had that same problem. I was too excited about the M&Ms. So, but we hid the box right up here because in this box we put something that it was a word, and we couldn't say this word till today. For the last 6 weeks, we could not say this word. You remember? Lily remembers. Okay. We were having this discussion at my house the other day, and my son, who's 27, couldn't remember the word. We got lots of little ones, but I'll pull out the big ones so you can see all the little ones? See all the words in there? I'll pull out the big one so you can see it. If I could turn the page, that would be good. There you go. Can you read that word? Hallelujah, that's right. Yay, today is this was a word that means praise the Lord. And when Lent started, we couldn't say this word anymore. We had songs that we couldn't sing because it used this word. But today is Easter and we can say this, okay? So on the count of three, I want all of y'all and all the people out there to yell out this word, okay? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah! Great, thank you so much. Thank you. A man approached a Little League baseball game one afternoon. He asked a boy in the dugout what the score was. The boy responded, 18-0, we're behind. Oh no, said the spectator, I bet you're discouraged. Why should we be discouraged, the little boy said. We hadn't even gotten up to bat yet. If ever there's a day that captures that spirit, Easter is it. If ever there's a day that says, you may be down, but you're not out, Easter is it. If ever there's a day full of come from behind, surprise, thrilling victory, Easter is it. You can enjoy March Madness or the Masters or playoffs in any sport, and they may be full of excitement, but they've got nothing on us Christians. We've got joy. We've got celebration. We've got victory. It's Easter, and Jesus lives. You can hear the very exuberance of God talking about this years before it happened in Isaiah when he says, "For I am about to create a new heaven and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I'm creating. For I'm about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, but the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. God can hardly wait for this to happen. And didn't you hear what he's excited about? The wrong is righted. The suffering are set free. The world is made God's world. There's peace. And God watches over it all. Evil goes down to defeat. The tomb is empty. Easter means that we belong to God. Easter means that God watches over us. Easter means victory. There was a little boy who was very excited about taking his first trip on a train. After many long days of waiting, the hour finally arrived for him to begin his journey. He got on the train and he settled comfortably into his seat, his eyes as wide as saucers and his hands gripping the armrests tightly. Soon the train was moving, and the chug of the engine, the clicks of the wheels, and the scenes passing by filled him with excitement. It was not long, however, after leaving the station, that the train entered a long, dark tunnel. The child gasped in surprise and gripped even harder on his seat as his heart filled with fear. But then, just as suddenly as the train had sped into darkness, it roared out into the beautiful daylight on the other side. The little boy grabbed his mother's arm and said, "Look, Mom, it's tomorrow." Indeed, today we celebrate all the bright tomorrows that Jesus brings to us. Tomorrows of new beginnings, tomorrows of peace, tomorrows of wrong turned right, tomorrows of a new life, tomorrows of goodness and joy, tomorrows of victory and joy forever. Yes, indeed. Oh, people of God, when you feel like you're down 18-0, remember, if ever there's a day that says you may be down, but you're not out, If ever there's a day full of come from behind, surprise, thrilling victory, today is it. We've got joy. We've got celebration. We've got victory. It's Easter, and Jesus lives. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came from heaven. And of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Living Lord. Wow. That's all we can say on this glorious morning. Wow to your resurrection. Wow to your victory over death. Wow to your sacrifice. Wow to sorrow turned to joy. Wow to wrong turned right. Wow to your incredible, overwhelming, unlimited love. Wow, to grace, to mercy, to peace, to hope. Wow, that you did it for us. Wow, that you share it with us. Wow, to our hearts bursting with joy. Wow, alleluia. As today you make all things new, make us new in you. Lord, in your mercy. Loving Savior, you flood the darkness of our world with your light. Send the light of your love and help to all those in need this day. Bless the sick, the sorrowed, the hungry, the poor, and the forgotten and overlooked. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Give them all the comfort of your presence and help. And as Mary met you in the garden, may all those in need meet you through us. Lord, in your mercy. Living Redeemer, the lilies in our sanctuary trumpet your salvation and victory. Bring your victory to all our world. Where there is war, bring your peace. Where there is oppression, bring your justice. Where there is hatred and fear and violence, bring your love. Where there is need, offer your hand. Transform our world in your resurrection, O Lord. Make our world yours. Transform us, O Savior. Make us yours. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
feed the hungry and tend the weary,
and all for your love's sake. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy, living, and loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed
be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
thank you. Christ given for you. So it's the body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ. Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Send us now to bear your healing love into the wounded world in the name of our risen Savior and Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit keep you in his light and truth and love, now and forever. Amen. Thanks, Carly.